And we're getting to the finish line here with Sundance Weekend. Here with Stacey Demalstey, my co-host, and the director Roger Ross Williams. He's got a film in the U.S. Doc competition called Life Animated. And tell us about this a little bit. Roger, reminds me of a Sundance picture four or five years ago. I had to look up that father and the son has a brain tumor, and these two estranged people can only communicate between kind of the music that bonds them.
Kind of a similar theme, but
that was narrative. Your documentary, and tell us the story.
Yeah. Life Animated is the story of Owen Suskind. Owen is regressively autistic, so at age three, he lost his ability to speak and communicate with the world, and for the next 5 years, watched endless classic Disney animated film, and then uttered his first word, and his first word was was just your voice from The Little Mermaid. And his parents realized that they could communicate with him by speaking the dialogue from Disney animated films, because he had memorized every word, every voice from every Disney classic animated film ever created.
Wow.
Well, tell us about the breakthrough moment when they kind of realized that this was happening.
Yeah. Well, Ron had snuck into Owen's room and took a Yago puppet. And he snuck under the covers, and he raised the Yago puppet up in front of Owen, and he spoke in the voice of Gilbert Gottfried, who's here at the festival with us, and said, "How does it feel to be you?" And Owen answered him. Owen said, "I don't have any friends. I feel very lonely." And it was the first conversation that he had ever had with his son. And he realized at that moment that he could use Disney to break through the barrier of autism to get to his son.
So does the son, it's just kind of an overall Disney thing, or as far as anyone knows, does he have any particular favorites?
He loves the hand-drawn classic Disney animated films. And it's not just him learning the dialogue. He learned to read by reading the credits. He actually learned emotion and how to deal with the world. And he identifies with the sidekicks. And he relies on the sidekicks from all the Disney animated films as his advisors. And he created a world of sidekicks. And he created a story in the land of the lost sidekicks. So he's lost in this land of the lost sidekicks. And they're without heroes because the heroes have fulfilled their destiny. And they have to battle monsters and find their own inner hero. And those monsters correspond to the battles he has in his own life, like being bullied in school. So he has created this rich world, and we've turned that world into an animated world in the film.
How old is he now?
He's 23 now.
And is he here?
So he's here at the festival. We had our world premiere yesterday. It was pretty amazing, him and Gilbert Gottfried on stage doing voices. And Jonathan Freeman, the voice of Jafar, is here as well.
Whoa.
And it was quite the show, and amazing standing ovation. It was really an emotional, I was holding people who were crying in my arms afterwards.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
You know, happy tears, because
yes,
it's a triumphant story of how, not just how to break through, but that people with autism have so much to offer the world, and we're leaving them behind if we don't embrace their affinities with that special gift they have and use that.
Mm-hmm. But what was Gottfried's reaction when he first heard this story, and how did he and Owen interact?
Gilbert was really, really moved to tears when he realized that Owen had used his voice, something he did so long ago, to really reconnect. And Owen and Gilbert have now a really special friendship. They had reached out to Gilbert, and he immediately responded years ago, and they've become good friends now. So to see them together or walking around Park City and to see them on stage is just a joy.
So Owen can do a good Gilbert impersonation.
Owen can do Gilbert better than Gilbert.
Wow. That's great.
He's amazing. Gilbert's like, "You do the lines better than I do, and you probably would do it for less money."
You shouldn't say that out loud so Disney can hear it.
I know.
Well, Gilbert and Jonathan Freeman, what other voices from the films has Owen met?
Owen has met a lot of the voices. Owen's become sort of a celebrity in this sort of, you know, with all the Disney actors, because he knows them all. He knows every voice they've ever done, every role they've ever done. And so he's really developed a relationship with them. And he's also developed a relationship with all the original animators. So all the guys who used to draw them. We didn't make it into the film, but we went to Disney Animation Studios and Owen sat down and drew with all of these guys who did The Little Mermaid and Aladdin. And they talked about their life, and they really have a special connection, because Owen believes that the classic hand-drawn animation is you know, it's a dying art form, mm-hmm. and now it's all computerized and digitized. Right. But he believes there's real emotion in using your hand to draw something.
Kind of like the difference between digital music and Alp spinning vinyl.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, he's a traditionalist, so they love him.
Is he at all plugged into the earlier, the classic Disney era, the Bambi,
like Snow White?
That's his wheelhouse. That's his language, and that's what's in the film is Bambi and Aladdin and The Little Mermaid. He loves those classic movies, and he's learned his emotion. He's learned how to communicate and how to reconnect with his, because he sees deeper things. He formed a Disney club in his school, and all of the kids in his school who are living with autism, they connect to these films in a way that is so much deeper than we do, and they take their life lessons from these films, and it's pretty amazing to watch.
Now, how did you get involved with this? How did you connect with Owen and his family to tell his story?
Yeah, it's a book by Ron Suskind, and Ron Suskind, who's written numerous New York Times bestsellers. This is about his son, and this is a very personal book. Mm-hmm. So I've known Ron for 15 years. I used to be a journalist. We worked together at ABC and PBS, and when he was writing the book, he showed me the galleys, and I said, this is going to make a great documentary. So even before the book came out, we started working on this. And what I did was I picked up where the book left off, and we follow Owen in this transformative year in his life as he graduates from school, falls in love with his fairy princess, and becomes independent and moves into his own apartment for the first time. So it's really a coming-of-age story, and it's really something that we all experience. We all have our first love. We all move into our first. We all graduate, but the stakes are so much higher for Owen, so it's a very emotional coming-of-age story.
Well, and I think we all, no matter who you are, we all identify. In his case, it was Disney movies, but, you know, it may be The Great Gatsby or To Kill a Mockingbird. There is some point in your life where you read or a book or watch a film, and that's a turning point for you. It resonates so deeply with you, it actually changes you.
Absolutely. Cinema changes our lives. And what we see in Owen is someone who was raised on story and myth and fable. It's like classic Joseph Campbell.
I was thinking that earlier, the hero's journey.
It's the hero's journey.
This kid has the archetypes down.
So to meet someone like Owen who was raised on story, it's just amazing how wise he is and how much you can learn from him about life. And that's what's so inspiring about the film.
Well, part of what I love about this is the art of storytelling, you know, outside of cinema and books, but it used to be generations passed down information in form of story in tribes, you know, so whether it's Native American or Intuit or whatever, that's how you learned, was through story, through these tribal or family stories. And we've kind of lost that, you know. Now you learn from a book, and you learn more academically than emotionally.
Yes.
And this guy took it to the limit. This guy learned, he got it all just through story.
Yeah, and there are classic, I mean, I don't know, the saying is, there's like, you know, one or two or three stories and retold over and over. But there are classic moral lessons to be learned in these classic fables and stories. And Disney is, they are masters at taking those classic stories and making them sort of mainstream and accessible to the public. And Owen, he learned so many lessons in life and how to live his life from these classic stories. Mm-hmm. The stories really shaped who he is. And by watching him talk about that, we learn about these classic stories.
It's true. I had a teacher, I studied storytelling at UCLA, and I had an instructor who said, there are no new stories. There are no the Greeks. They got them.
Yep.
But it's up to you to tell those stories through your perspective, so we learn something new.
Absolutely, absolutely, mm-hmm. and that's what Disney does so mm-hmm. well, and that's what really Owen learned from watching these over. I mean, literally. Mm-hmm. Thousands of times.
Oh.
Wow.
Worn at the VA, a lot of worn at VHS tapes.
Yeah. Oh, he only watches on VHS tapes. So he.
Oh.
So because you
all
can.
Right, Owen.
He's the master of the remote control. So he just rewinds and fast forwards and rewinds. You know, it's funny because we use that sound for our soundtrack. We use that, yes, yeah. that a lot in the film. But yeah, mm-hmm. Owen and that remote. You can't get that remote out of Owen's hand.
Okay. The next showings for Life Animated, well, you're down in Salt Lake on Tuesday at the Rose Wagner Center, but up in Park City, Thursday at yeah. Prospector Square.
Or today at 6:30.
Today at 3 at Redstone.
Yeah, oh, today at 3 at Redstone.
You
missed that one.
Yeah. We're still on Sunday. That's right.
Yes. What
three,
time is
three,
this?
I know, 3 p.m. And then Thursday at the Prospector Square. And finally, 11:30 a.m. Next Saturday at the Egyptian Theater. So yes. Congratulations, Roger Ross Williams. The audiences are being good, huh?
Yeah, amazing. I mean, I had to tell people to sit down. It was such a long standing ovation.
All right.
It's really great.
Good for you.
Good deal.
Thank you,
all
guys.
Right. Thank you. This is KPCW Park City.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-Law.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.